The president's changing his plans. Lisa Brady, Fox News. His weekend plans, that is, after more classified documents were found in an FBI search of his Wilmington home, followed by reports his Delaware beach house may be next.
The president's plans to spend next weekend at Camp David amid these reports that the Justice Department is considering searching other properties that are linked to the president. But the White House counsel's office says the Wilmington search on Friday began with an offer from President Biden to search everywhere, from bedrooms and bathrooms to the utility room.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
The New York Times is reporting the Justice Department had not even tried to find materials in locations other than the Penn Biden Center for the last 2 months because initial interviews with former officials who were involved in the packing and shipping of President Biden's belongings for when he was vice president didn't indicate that classified material might be found anywhere else.
Some of the documents found Friday were from the president's time as a U.S. senator, raising more questions. The Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee is asking for information about visitors to the president's Wilmington home in a letter to the head of the Secret Service. House Democrats named two committee members the House Speaker has promised to block.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries is tapping both Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell to serve on the House Intelligence Committee. Schiff is a former chairman of the panel. Swalwell served on the committee during the Trump and Biden administrations. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has indicated he will block both members from the panel, arguing Schiff abused his position during the impeachment of former President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Then Speaker Nancy Pelosi blocked McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. A candlelight vigil planned in Monterey Park, California, where police continue to search for a motive in the mass shooting that left 10 dead, 10 wounded over the weekend at a dance studio during Lunar New Year celebrations. The 72-year-old gunman was Asian and killed himself in a van as police moved in. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida's governor says state lawmakers will pursue changes aimed at limiting the influence of teacher unions.
It is customary for unionized workers to have dues deducted from paychecks, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says teachers' unions just take from teachers' salaries with little recourse or explanation.
They don't even tell you how much is being deducted. You know, that's not right. So we want more transparency into how that is done. And we believe that a school union has a responsibility to notify the members of the costs of membership.
The state has spent billions in recent years to raise teacher pay. DeSantis is also pushing to legally limit union chief salaries to be no greater than what teachers earn. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A former top FBI official due in court today along with his interpreter, indicted on charges of violating U.S. sanctions by helping a Russian oligarch. Charles McGonigal, former head of the FBI's Counterintelligence Division in New York, is also charged separately with taking cash from a foreign security officer. The convicted sex trafficker linked to Jeffrey Epstein is raising doubts about a famous photo of Britain's Prince Andrew, suggesting it's a fake.
Ghislaine Maxwell helped the billionaire Jeffrey Epstein exploit and abuse multiple underage girls. Speaking from prison to the UK's Talk TV, she says Prince Andrew has been unfairly drawn into the scandal with strong words about a famous photo.
I don't believe it's real for a second. In fact, I'm sure it's not. Further, there's no photograph, and I've only ever seen a photocopy of it.
The picture Maxwell refers to shows Andrew with Virginia Giuffre, then 17, who says Epstein paid her to have sex with the prince. Andrew denies it and is reportedly trying to overturn a $12 million settlement he agreed to last year. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wall Street's rallying, the Dow's up 309, oil getting back over $82 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.